I can feel you in my lungs, feel you in my veins. Bloodstream, only way to make it to my brain. I tried some others, but man, they just not as good as you. Going crazy cause I only feel this good with you. Maybe I'm just not as strong as I once was. When we're together lately, I don't even feel a buzz. I'm addicted to this shit like it was hard drugs. Nikki, baby, I love you, but now I gotta go. Cause in the end, what happens, you already know. Probably wonder where I've been at, I've been laying low. But in my mind, I'm wondering what I'm paying for. All these other bitches on my dick, but I can't fuck with that. You're the only girl I need, I gotta have you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. I'm the host of Expressive Espresso, Alexis D'Angelo Coley. So just think of this episode as a one-on-one conversation I'm having with you. I really don't have any steps with this topic. It's just going to be honestly like a venting session and just the honest truth. The first mile is the hardest. And like I've said in a few episodes, I'm training for a 5K. And that's only about 3.2 miles. Not really that long. But the 5K is a benchmark of my other goals that I have this year. And as of right now, I'm just not going to say it until I'm very close to those benchmarks. With that, I'm taking control of my present and realizing and understanding that life is a cycle. And it's very funny how situations repeat themselves. Just like, for example, it's like we're living in the heightened era of the 60s, right? Dealing with white supremacy, which we have always dealt with globally, the shootings of black people in the U.S. and 45 in office, history basically repeating itself, except with the presence of social media and the internet, news travels faster. And since we're all worldwide going through a similar, what I'm going to say is parallel times, what's different? And what I believe the difference is that there is a small percentage of people who have observed history, learned about it, and are changing the narrative. You know, just like I am. True moment, about 3 years ago, I was in a city that I admired. And I had a job that I worked for, and, you know, it was great. But in that city, I was stressed out. A few months later, I had to move out from that city. And in addition to that, I was let go of my position. I won't say that I lost it, just because saying that insinuates that it can be found. So instead, I'll put it as a dead end, and I need to choose a different road, which I did. And what I learned from that experience was to save money and try harder in a different role. Fast forward, and a similar situation happened where I was let go from a position. But I'm in a different headspace, you know, and the situation is parallel. But I learned a lot from that first experience, so much so that I had the intuition that it was going to happen. When you're training for something new, or a new opportunity comes up, it's a risk. It always is. Falling in love is a risk. Starting a new job or business is a risk. Or reaching out to people for opportunities or business ventures, those are risk. Because the risk is rejection. And we all go through it. Not a lot of people talk about it. Well, enough people talk. I mean, people talk about it. But there's an assumption that some people don't go through rejection. And that's just BS, because everybody goes through rejection. But with that rejection, we all have a foundation. And the foundation is what we have either been through or our intuition. And the key is to learn from those situations like being fired, being dumped, not getting that interview, whatever it may be. Because as life happens, the cycle will continue to happen. It may not necessarily happen the same way, but it will definitely be parallel. When you recognize it, allow yourself to grieve, allow yourself to learn, but move forward. Staying in the fog of failure isn't healthy. And honestly, a lot of people besides those close to you really don't care. Like I said, the first mile is the hardest, especially with new scenery, because you're not used to it. Your body isn't used to it. And there is a risk. But persisting and not giving excuses will prevail in this journey. So thank you for tuning into this episode and allowing me to vent. Check out my favorite online market, Thrive Market. And for your 20% off, go to the link bit.ly/sipthrive, and feel free to give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until we meet again, have a great week.